This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
What is up, everyone? It is Friday night. Friday night means independent comics and independent wrestling. On a jam-packed show of Indie Alley headed your way, we have a major pay-per-view. We've read tons of comics. Joey's ready. I think he's sick, though, right?
He is. He's dealing with some stuff, but he's going to power through
it. Soldier through, kind of like Jordan.
He better. Yeah, but I don't think he's going to score like 50 or anything.
But you told me he actually watched a boatload of wrestling and he's ready to bring it this week.
Yeah, we'll see about that. But yeah, he did watch a lot.
Did he hear through the grapevine that people were clamoring for Steve?
I did tell him, but I don't think he's concerned about that.
Oh, it just kind of brought up his competitive juices. He's ready to go. Okay.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see because, I mean, could be good on paper, but then when you see him perform, if they bring it or not, I mean, it's two different stories.
Yeah, it could be like Goldberg at Sweet Saudi Money, or he could bring it like an AEW pay-per-view. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, you mean that cash and grab that they did over there.
Yeah, that big cash and grab. Oh,
yeah, that's, yeah, wow.
I can't wait till we get to wrestling and talk about how the world imploded. Like, everyone's shocked that this kind of shit happened. Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait. Bunch of marks.
Well, I mean, yeah, you see a lot of crazy stuff on the internet because I saw Garth Brooks being in Detroit doing a concert, and he was wearing a Sanders 20 jersey, and you know, us people that live here in Michigan know that that's Barry Sanders, but all these rednecks were tweeting and stuff saying that they were throwing away their Garth Brooks stuff because he was supporting Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders for 2020, for 2020. Oh, my God.
Yeah, right? Like, what the hell? Don't they know that they're, like, he's an Oklahoma State guy and so is Barry Sanders? I mean, come on now.
You know, it just goes to show about the whole clickbait, why clickbait culture works. Because nobody looks past the initial like image or the initial headline of an article to actually see what it's really about.
Because he said he says Detroit in his tweet, and then it just shows the back of the jersey walking through to head on stage. Why would anybody? I mean, that's ridiculous. I don't know.
Your mind's got to be so like into ready to pick a fight that you don't even like think about. Like you said, Detroit. That'd be the first thing that would come to mind. Why is he wearing a Sanders shirt? Oh, Detroit. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but the thing is it has been a while, and maybe these are younger people because they don't know who Barry Sanders is. But, I mean, come on. He's one of the greatest.
I don't know. I don't think it's younger. I think it's older people, to be honest. But I don't know. I don't know. It's just, ugh, idiots.
Yeah.
But that's clickbait culture.
That's like the other thing I saw trending today that said 38% of people won't drink Corona anymore.
Oh, because coronavirus. I saw that too, right. And I was thinking you were on that joke 2 weeks ago. Old joke.
Yeah. Maybe, but it's real.
Maybe
it's like that movie Idiocracy.
Maybe someone heard our podcast and that started the trend.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think so. Because shouldn't we be getting paid by now?
No. We don't get paid for anything.
We don't get ever paid?
Never. Ever.
Just like free PDFs and stuff sometimes?
No. Occasionally. I haven't got a free PDF in a long time, to be honest.
Yep. No one's listening.
Nobody cares.
Oh.
I pay. I just purchased All Out. I don't know about you. I didn't get it for free.
Oh yeah, I have it yet, but
you know what I mean, though, right?
Revolution.
Revolution, that's it. Yeah, I purchased Revolution. No freebies for me. That'd be great. That'd be better in the comics. I'm okay with buying my own comics because I collect them, but free wrestling pay-per-views, fucking sign me up.
Well, you can probably get them free on Twitch for some companies. Like, I know WWE has some on there.
Shit. I don't want theirs, though. I want some good ones. I mean, I don't know. But would it be worth it to say the Monday Night Messiah is the best in the world just to get free WWE Network? Nah, I wouldn't be.
No.
I can't do it.
But at least, you know, we're not Goldberg, so it's cool.
Well, Goldberg's laughing all over the bank, so I wouldn't mind being Goldberg.
Yeah, I'll save that stuff to the rest.
Yeah, we got off onto that. Let's get back on the comics. One thing real fast. Did you see that Ice Cream Man has been optioned by some company I've never heard of? But they're working on an Ice Cream Man TV show. It's something with a Q.
I've heard that they mentioned in the past that they were going to option it, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, Meraza was tweeting something today. And I can't remember if it's like Quizly or Quinly. I'd never heard of it. I don't know if it's a production house. I don't know if it's a new streaming app that's coming out eventually. So it's kind of like, okay, cool, it's option, but will it ever see the light of day? That's what I wonder.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, because we know that, what was it? Black Hammer's been optioned. Wasn't Sweet Tooth? It's been optioned and stuff. The only thing we do know for sure that's been optioned and is going through is Vagrant Queen, which opens up soon on Sci-Fi.
Yeah, I've seen commercials for Vagrant Queen.
And it's been quick. Like, I feel like they just started, like, last year.
Yeah.
Like, so
that's when you know they really are into it. The problem is it's Sci-Fi, and it might be good, and then they'll just cancel it. Because that's what Sci-Fi does.
Yeah, after a year. Or it might get 2 years at the most, but, yeah.
They're notorious for canceling everything, so.
The one thing that I'm kind of excited for is that we mentioned was IDW's doing that comic book with Lock and Key, doing the crossover with Sandman.
Yep.
And I think Sandman's supposed to be on Netflix as well.
Wow.
So I'm wondering if those two shows would ever cross over. But who knows, because I haven't really heard Sandman recording yet.
There is just so much Sandman that has to be laid out before they'd be ready for a crossover. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, the history in the world of Sandman is much larger than the Lock and Key world. That's the only thing I would say. I mean, Sandman's been around for a long time, and there's been a lot written. But yeah, I don't see why not. I'm just happy they're doing it in comic form. That's going to be interesting. You going to buy it? You're not a big Sandman guy.
I'll buy it because it's written by Joe Hill.
There you go.
Right? That's who's writing it, right? He's doing...
I think so, but I don't know if it's a collaboration or not.
Well, yeah, but I assumed that he was writing it because it's published. This one's being published by IDW and not like Vertigo or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Vertigo's no more. So, you know, Image or DC Black, wherever it is now, I don't know.
Yeah, I've been curious about that. If my Sandman comics start turning into DC Black-sized giant magazines, I'm going to be pretty pissed off. I hate those big old things. I still get them, but I hate them.
Yeah, where the hell are you going to put that thing?
And you know, that was a Dido thing. He was the one that kind of came up with that idea, the big ones. They'll look great on your coffee table. I saw a YouTube video of it. They'll look great on your coffee table. I'll leave my comics laying around on the coffee table.
Yeah, I only have a few of those books. I mean, of course, the Batwing, I have like two or three of.
You need to sell the Batwing.
Yeah.
Buy a lot of baseball memorabilia with the money you make off one of those.
Yeah. I don't, the sad part is I don't need much more memorabilia.
You always need more. Come on.
I don't know. I'm looking at all the stuff right now while you mentioned that.
There's something. There's somebody you don't have. There's somebody's baseball, somebody's bat.
I do need a Mickey Mantle, but that's kind of hard to get. That is a tough one. That's a tough one, the Mixer.
So what did you read this week?
Well, this week I read God Killers number one from Aftershock. Mm-hmm. It's a Mark Sable book. And with this book, it deals with modern day, kind of like a Delta Force in a way. I think they even mentioned Delta Force. So immediately when I heard that, I was like, oh, this is going to be like a Chuck Norris book, you know, because that's who Delta Force is.
Yeah.
Growing up in the 80s, and I think it was mostly the movies were in the 80s, right?
I think so. 80s, early 90s, but probably 80s.
Yeah. And this book, although it deals with like some Middle Eastern stuff, like everything's taking place in the Middle East, opposed to like the Delta Force stuff taking place in Vietnam growing up. But then when we got to the end of it, there was a reveal of a monster. And it's... So it went from being like a Delta Force Chuck Norris movie to basically Predator.
Mm.
But it was a good introduction, and the last panel kind of leaves off as that they approach that the monster and stuff, and I'm all in on this because this is something different.
Nice.
You know, we normally get books that are kind of get played over, done over, over and over again, like in Aftershock, where it was like crazy kids with apps or
consumerism,
everything. Oh, yeah, right. the last arc of like their books were all about consumerism.
Yeah,
pretty much. And this one was, you know, it's been different because we got the, what was last week we talked about the cowboy book.
Yeah, I'm going to talk
the about revenge story. The revenge story.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that because I finally read that.
Yeah, go ahead. You can.
Yeah, that. Well, was it Undone Blood?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a really good book. You really hit it on the head with the one thing you said was like Shanghai Red, Christopher Sabella's Shanghai Red. That's yes. The most I took away from it. That's not a pirate book, and this really isn't a cowboy book. Like you said, it's a revenge story that has all these cool elements of, like, not just Western, but like pulp Western. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like cliche little like lines and stuff and cliche things. And it was kind of violent. It's Sammy Cavella drew it, who I am falling in love with. I mean, between that, Abbott, Tommy Gunn Wizards. Draws era kind of stuff really cool with the backgrounds and everything. Like, so, because he really got like the gangsters of Tommy Gunn's, and he got Detroit City kind of, you know, the ghetto kind of thing of on Abbott. And now he's got this Western Arizona town and the way they're dressed. And I just really dig the way he draws. And that book is good. You were right. That book is really good. I didn't know what to expect. I was like, Western.
But, right. But the reason like it works so well is from the reading of the Western and then going into reality, it kind of flips a lot. I mentioned Tarantino style movie that, and I really picked that up from it. And that's what I mentioned, you know, so we get the God Killers, which is kind of like a Delta Force movie in a way, modern day, maybe slash Predator. And then you get this one that's a revenge story. That's something like something Tarantino would do, a revenge story, which I was like, man, I can't wait to see what comes out, you know, in the upcoming weeks from this company, Aftershock, because these first two books that I've read,
yeah,
have been really good.
Something came out this week. I know they did have something, but I don't know what it was. I'm pretty sure they had a new comic this week.
I think it was the Dark Arc book came out.
Again. Oh, okay. Oh. No. Then maybe it's next week.
I still have to read that one. But another book that I read was On the Stump, and that's a Chuck Brown book. and what's crazy about this is because, you know, we do the comics and wrestling. Well, this kind of does, like, it has a kind of theatrics of, like, wrestling in it. And these are people that are running for elections or, you know, Congress people.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to, like, get a bill across and stuff is you get inside, you go to the stump, and you handle your business physically. it's, I mean, when I read that, Chuck Brown said that he was based it on like modern day politics. I see how he did it. He took like the mudslinging and things like that and just, you know, made it fun. You know, yeah. Like they just beat the crap out of each other. Like it's some gladiator stuff.
Wow.
And then they have like some funny names like Senator Jack Hammer versus Sweet Smell Shaw. So they have these things, but there's another story to this other than that that you'll find out later. But it starts off with like the fighting and things like that. And I'm into it. You know, Chuck Brown's done like Bitterroot, which is a good book, and this is another book that's published by Image. So I'm all in on this, especially because it's, you know, it kind of makes fun of like modern day politics, and it also is, you know, it's got that fighting aspect that if they keep giving me these names and stuff like this, like wrestling stuff, I'm all in.
Wow. Yeah, you're the two books you've said so far are right on my pile. They're literally the next comics I'm going to read sometime this weekend.
Sweet. So we can talk about it next week.
Yeah. I mean, I'm right there. I'm almost caught up to you. I, for the first time in like My lord. Since probably a while after we stopped Street Level Floppies, I'm going to be actually pretty caught up. And I'm going to be able, and it's been my goal. I've been reading like crazy, so thank the Lord I'm going to be caught up. But
yeah, I'll fall a bit behind because once baseball season starts, I'll start watching more baseball instead of reading.
Yeah, but you won't ever fall as behind as I am. I mean, I was so behind, but yeah. See, something I read The Clock finally. It was awesome, like you said, and the ending was holy shit. Totally freaked out what's going to happen there when he's in the cemetery and his daughter. That whole thing with his daughter,
I did not
see coming. And I was like, oh shit. That was definitely an oh shit moment. Let's see, what else did I read that you'd read? I read Postal. That was pretty cool. You know, mom's in charge again. Mom's a psycho, so that's awesome.
Didn't she say she was going to run for office again, too?
Oh, yeah, and he just said, go ahead and have it. you've always been the mayor. So she's the mayor of Psycho Town. Yeah, in the end, the guy with the mask and stuff kind of had that Silence of the Lamb thing.
It did. And what's crazy is you mentioned both those books are Top Cow. Matt Hawkins has his hand in both of those. One, he wrote Clock, in which Clock is... It's really scary, especially like the weaponizing of cancer. And man, and just to think that, and then to go from that book and go into Postal, where it's like this crazy town where, you know, it's a psycho town right there, but there's one psycho on the loose that's trying to knock off all these other people that are trying to be in. Like you mentioned, that the mask thing at the end, I was like, oh, I'm wondering who it... Do you think you know who it is?
No, I don't. I thought I did very early on, but I don't. I don't know who it
is. Yeah, because the guy I thought it was is dead now.
Yep.
So I don't know.
So they got me. I don't know who it is. And
you think it's the little kid?
Nah, can't be the little kid. It's someone creepy. I definitely am excited to see where that goes. Then another book you read that I finally read was Alienated. Mm-hmm. And that lived up to the hype, and I guess I am in the demographic because I did enjoy it. It made me think X-Men. It made me think a modern kind of take on people who have powers. Like I said, that's how you write teenage dialogue, I felt.
Yeah.
Like the awkwardness of the teenagers, the angstiness came across really cool without it being emo for me. You know, there was a difference. Right. Like you happen to say Breakfast Club. I know that's one of the ways you describe it. And that's what I felt. It felt more Breakfast Club. It felt like the angry characters in Breakfast Club or, you know what I mean? Not necessarily the emo girl, you know? So
right. Especially like when you get to the point where the kid's like driving or riding his bike by and they're talking trash about him. He just grabs the coffee and stuff and how they all run together and stuff. I thought that was perfectly placed, like all that stuff.
Yeah. So that's a cool comic, and I can't wait to see where that goes.
The art is beautiful, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, well drawn. They look like teenagers, and each character looks distinct. But one...
That was Boom Studios, right?
That's Boom. Boom's been killing it. I'm going to talk about another Boom book I know you're not reading.
Okay, boomers.
Ronin Island is one that I've been reading for a while. That's Greg Park's book. And it's about the samurai, this island that they don't really have any samurai... But they have to go to the mainland because the samurai are in danger because the guy who's the shogun that's ruling everything is kind of insane. And it's very manga, anime type storytelling. The art's beautiful. It's a very simple story, but it's compelling. And I've just really enjoyed it. And we're like, I think we're on 10 now. And I'm really glad. And that was the first book that I got onto when this boom thing started, where boom boomed, I guess. And I was telling someone, I probably have 10 books from Boom on my pull list. If you talked to me at this time last year, I probably didn't have any, you know? And
That's untrue because you had Bone Parish by this time.
That's true. Bone Parish was Boom. I forgot about Bone Parish.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Bone Parish was actually the first book that kind of changed, like, the style of books that they did, because I felt like before that, they were writing books about, like, little kids playing dodgeball and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know Abbott was on there, but I don't remember if Abbott was last year or the year before. But
well, that's true, too. Yeah, so Abbott was before Bone Parish.
Was it? Or were they around the same time? I'm not sure. But anyway, now it's like I have so many. I have that one. I have Alienated. I have Who's Killing the Children? Folk Lords. Gosh, there's got to be others. I have, they're not just coming to my mind right now, but there's a lot of Boom stuff. So shout out to that company.
Yeah. Speaking of Folk Lords, I read the new Matt Kemp book, Bang, and it's put out by Dark Horse. And that book right there is about a secret agent whose name is Thomas Cord. And in the beginning, he gets, you know, he kind of gets whacked. And then they just bring back this other Thomas Cord, and his name's Thomas Cord. But when you get to the end of the book, okay, this book is a lot like Folk Lords. Because what I mean by that is Folk Lords, if you're reading it, has to do with the Folk Lords that are writing the story, and they're like, you know, these kids are chasing it. Well, in this book, Thomas Cord meets the writer of him, because Thomas Cord is a book. He's in a book. So that's why they come up with different versions of him. And it's, and he has like a bunch of different things. Like they showed these books that kind of look like, I'm going to say it again, Predator, where it's called something else, but the guy's holding a gun and stuff, just like Schwarzenegger was on the cover of the movie or the VHS tape and things like that. So that's what this book is like. So if you're into that stuff, but it's about secret agents, which I'm into, and which Matt Kent is obviously into, because that's all he ever writes about is like secret agents. I mean, he's, I mean, he writes other stuff, but like he writes secret agents. Like he might be the best at it, in my opinion.
So it's got that Olympia thing. I haven't read the new Olympia, but the last Olympia kind of left off on they were in search of the creator of Olympia. Remember?
Well, yeah, that's a good, yeah, that's a good point. Like they meet him. And Thomas Cord, the new Thomas Cord, meets the writer and stuff. And he was like, I knew you were coming. And he was like, how'd you know I was coming? And he told him he writes the books that he's
in. That's right.
He was like, I know what you're going to do next and stuff like that. And it's really interesting. He's got like a lot of, like he has some funny names. He has some funny play on names. And it's Matt Kent. I mean, if you like Jeff Lemire, you should love Matt Kent. And I mean, that's coming from like, I'm self-proclaimed the biggest Jeff Lemire fan, so.
I don't know how I didn't see this book. I told you I didn't buy it, and it's gone. I mean, I don't know. I don't even. You said there was a second printing that was out this week. I didn't see that either.
I believe it came out this week. And the reason why I believe it sold so quickly is because this book was optioned for a TV show before it even hit the stands.
I don't know how I missed it. But I did it. It wasn't on my any of my pre-orders. It wasn't when I did my look at it that week of to go, okay, what do I need to go to the shop for to add on that I missed on my mail order? Because there's always things I miss, you know. Mm-hmm. But I blew it. I don't know if I'm going to trade weight. I don't know if I'm going to do the eBay thing. I have to make a choice on this one because it's a number one. And if I'm going to do something, I better do it fast. Because that price is going to jump. So I want to get it for an affordable price before they start knocking it up.
Skyrocketing you.
Yeah, you know, next thing you know, it'll be a $10 comic and something by the end of the month. And I don't want to have to do that. I just want a nice reading copy. I mean, I collect, but I'm not getting anything slabbed. You know what I mean? Right. I'm not getting graded, and I don't go to. I do read my comics, so I touch my comics, and I don't wear plastic gloves when I read my comics. But I take care of them, but still. Well, that was a Dark Horse book that I missed, but I'm going to talk about a Dark Horse book and by Lemire. Look at that transition. A Dark Horse book and by Lemire that, to me, I've decided is my favorite comic of 2020. Skull Digger and Skull Boy. This is my comic book. I mean, the elements of Punisher, the elements of Batman, Daredevil, those kind of books that are my bread and butter comic books. The reason that I love comics, I've made this joke on my tweet. I'm not into the Boy Scouts. I'm into the vigilantes. So this is like the cool, awesomest vigilante, the vigilante of the Black Hammer universe. And this thing is just badass. Even the villain has Joker tendencies, like a modern type Joker. It's really cool. I mean, Lemire's got me. I'm in. And so I would say this is my book. This is.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that because I also read that book too. And this is, you're speaking of issue 3. And to find out at the end of where this ended and who this villain was, I was like, oh, wow, this got even crazier. And I don't want to spoil it, but because I know Dr. Joe reads this book and I don't know if he's caught up, so I don't want to spoil it for him. But
yeah,
man, this is a crazy book. And maybe he does write like the Joker characters like that because he has that black label Joker book that's kind of killing it for DC too. So,
but doesn't this guy have elements of the Joker? What is he called? Grim something? Oh,
yeah, I think that is his name, Grim.
I'm so bad.
Something
with names.
like a J.
Yeah, I'm so bad with names, but
Grim Jim.
Grim Jim. There you go.
Yeah.
But he does. He has some of those elements in the way he's playing and taunting with the heroes and everything. And then we find out why he's taunting this particular hero. Wow. And,
yes.
And the little boy kind of is like an impulsive Robin. You know what I mean? Yeah, there's so much. This is right up my alley. It's drawn beautifully. It's Lemire, like you said. Yeah, this is it. This is my comic.
What do you think he's like the Robin? He's more of a Damien, right? Because he's not doing what he's told. He
might be a Jason Todd at this rate. He's going to get himself killed. So, you know.
Well, they did mention that in the beginning, the first issue, that he's the guy that's supposed to kill him.
Yeah.
So.
So, yeah, he's not listening to orders and he's doing what he wants. So, yeah, I would say Todd, or I would say Damien. He's not Dick Grayson or Tim.
Tim Drake.
Yeah, Tim Drake, who were more of teetotalers. They listened to what Batman said.
Another book that I think, one last book that I want to hit is that I read Over the Ropes. It's called The Six-Man Tag, No DQ by Jay Sandlin, friend of the show, Jay Sandlin.
Yeah, yay, woo-woo.
Yeah, I just read this one, and man, this has been a great story. And what happens at the end of this book, I know you haven't read it quite yet. But I think that we do need to talk about it next week. Okay. When you get caught up, because we do a podcast about comics and wrestling. And
no, I should have pushed it up in the pile, but there were so many good books.
Yeah, no, it's fine, because we can cover the pay-per-view and this book next week.
There you go.
Together. So it'll be cool. We'll put it over, unlike WWE putting over Goldberg. but yeah, I liked it. No, man, I just didn't see this coming in this issue. So you'll see it.
Nice. Yeah, what I read in its place is I read Jeff Lemire's Family Tree #4, and I read Snyder and Soul's Undiscovered Country #4, I think it's 4 or 5. So it's not like I picked bad books. Those are both good books. I read Lucy Clare Redemption. That's another great looking book. I like that Werewolf's Man, Werewolf Hunter. So
yeah, and in that book, I haven't read the latest issue, but I like how the kids are written, like their dialogue and stuff, and it keeps you like it sucks you in. Especially, I'm a big fan of the art in that book as well, because it looks really good in my opinion too. So
oh yeah, it's a beautiful book. Yeah, it's written really well. I like that book. I can't wait to finish reading. I have those books I told you. I have Bitter Root still to finish. I have a nice pile before I move on to the next week's. And then I'll be caught up. Woohoo!
Yeah, for me as well, because I still have to read Family Tree. I have to read like The Heist, Hardcore. There's a bunch of other books that I still have to read. So
Hardcore was okay. So television-wise, that was the only thing I saw that news about Ice Cream Man. I didn't see anything else get optioned. I didn't see any other announcements about any comics, you know, being picked up. There is no new comic book show being dropped other than Vagrant Queens. I started on my Comixology. I'm reading the original Vagrant Queens right now. I should be done with that soon, and I'll be able to start the new series. I've been buying it, but I am not reading it. I'm putting it aside. What's it called? It's called Vagrant Queen something. I don't know.
Yeah, I forgot what it was called, because I think that was over a year ago. But
No, the new one. The one that's just started coming out.
Oh, yeah, the newest one is, I forgot what it's called. And I think I just got the second issue that I still have to read. I can't remember what it was called.
Yeah. So I'm not reading those. I'm putting them aside, and I'm working on the trade right now of the original. And then I'm going to read the new ones, and then I'll be ready for the TV show. I like to have read it. I like to be up to date on it when I watch the TV show. That's why I did the reread of Lock and Key, to watch Lock and Key. I just like having that. Some people don't. They say it ruins the show for them. I think it enhances the show for me.
Yeah, I would have to agree, because sometimes if you, okay, for instance, the Lock and Key, you know, some of that stuff, some stuff wasn't even in the books that they did in there on that TV show, and I think it enhanced it a lot. Like, you know, just going from the beginning of the kids going to the new house opposed to the book starting with, like, the murder of their father, or at the end, like, the boyfriend. What was that kid's name? The kid that kissed Kenzie?
What was his name in the show? Shit.
Because
I don't
know. Wasn't in the...
No, he's not in the comics at all. So I don't remember his name right now. I already forgot the kid's... I told you I'm bad with names. I already forgot the kid's name.
Let's call him Chad. He looks like a Chad.
Yeah, he does look
or
like
Trevor
Chad.
Or something. Trevor. Hey, Trevor. Anyways, yeah, like that part, that wasn't in there. Or the part where they meet at the restaurant, stuff like that. And I think just like the fleshing out of the characters, like in the book, you don't get the feel of like these kids like being a certain way and stuff, attitude. Like, you can read it. But when the author is allowed to direct his characters and flesh them out more, that's why I think I enjoyed the TV show a little bit more than the book. And I like the book a lot.
Yeah. Well, you know, hot take here from me is shows that don't involve the creator in the process tend to fail.
True.
It's very rare. I mean, we love Deadly Class, and Rick Remender got in there and retweaked it. You know, because that doesn't necessarily follow the comics exactly either. He got in there and retweaked it. And when you have the guys who understand who the characters are, you can do that stuff. When you have somebody who really doesn't understand sometimes from Hollywood, you get a mess. So Vagrant Queens, I know Mags Visaggio has been involved with this. So I have hopes for it. I have hopes for it being something good and something special. When I hear things like Tom King is working with Ava DuVernay to work on the New Gods stuff, you know, I'm like, okay, yeah. I like to hear that. I like to hear that there's somebody involved that's trying to keep it at least some semblance of what the comic is. You know?
Right.
I mean, it was popular for a reason as a comic.
True. Yes. Yep.
So that's my hot take.
that's Andrew's hot take for the week.
Hot take for the week. And I didn't even do it on Twitter.
It's probably safer that way sometimes.
Yeah, you're going to get some weirdo. All right. Well,
so you're ready to jump into
the
wrestling?
Yeah, I think so, because I think we have a lot of wrestling to talk about, and we covered a lot of comics. Let's go, Vanilla Ice. Straight off the plane from New Japan, we have Joy Bag of Donuts.
What did you say?
Yeah, what'd I say? I'm talking about you, Corona. So I hear you're under the weather.
I mean, a little bit.
You kissing girls with a cold? What's going on?
No.
It's kissing Steve.
Steve?
Yeah, you know, there was a bit of an online petition started to replace you with Steve again.
Scuba Steve.
No, not again.
No, it was happening, man. They're worried about your energy level. So I know you're sick. I know it's going to be hard. You're going to have to, like, bring it like Jordan and work through the flu. Were you about to say who's Jordan?
Yeah.
Oh no. We're starting this show off.
The guy that you have his shoes on.
What is he talking about? Coach?
Jordan from, huh?
What?
What
are you confused? Where is he trying to make the reference to
Because Jordan scored a lot of points when he was sick.
In the finals, he supposedly had the flu and he scored all kinds of, or food poisoning, and he scored all those points.
Yeah, he's not just the guy that's like on my hat right now.
Oh, man.
Why would I know that he was sick?
No, but he knows that's one of the guy's names from New Kids on the Block.
I did?
Do you?
Well, your mom knows.
Oh, that's not me.
It's like guys from Boston and shit in the back. Hey, is Dr. Joe in the Backstreet Boys? They did have a guy named Joey.
They did have a guy named Joey.
Joey McIntyre.
They also had a guy named Joey in New Kids on the Block, too. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Joey McIntyre.
Or not New Kids. I mean, the Backstreet Boys and New Kids on the Block, right? Or New Edition. I don't know what they're all called. But there's that Italian Joey.
Joey.
With Justin Timberlake's group.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, the fat dude. Joey Fatone or something?
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just coming up with random Italian last names?
No.
Just be quiet. That's his name. Joey Fatone or something. Google it. Get on your Google machine.
A good boy band always has an Italian Joey in it.
Yeah. You have to have somebody named Joey in your band. To start a boys band, you have to start with somebody named Joey.
Scottish or something?
Huh?
What'd you say the other Joey's last name was?
Joey McIntyre.
Is that like an Irish or Scottish?
I assume he's Irish because he was from Boston.
From Boston, yep.
How you like them apples?
And what was the Joey on that TV show? He was famous too, but oh well. We're getting off.
Oh, Joey Lawrence?
Yeah, Joey Lawrence.
Whoa, whoa. You know Blossom, the chick with a bigger nose than me.
You do have a pretty big nose.
Yeah, you know her. She plays on that one show now. With the nerds, Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory.
She's one of the girlfriends, the smart ones.
She's the brain scientist, yeah. And she really is a brain scientist. Yeah. Who wouldn't know? See, we got really off topic.
She's really smart. See, so we're bringing around from Joey's to big noses to big head Joey here.
Yeah. So. Basically, we're saying you have a lot to live up to. That name carries a lot of clout, and we expect energy.
Yeah, that's why I named you. I didn't name you after Lions quarterback Joey Harrington.
Okay.
More like Joe DiMaggio.
Ooh.
Oh, didn't what's his name? Huh? My grandpa, like uncle or grandpa or something. Did he know him? He played with him?
Yeah.
What is he? What is he supposed to be? Like my grandpa?
Let's get into it.
I don't know. Same thing.
Let's get into it, Joey Janela. That's what you're acting like.
Yeah, Joey Janela. Yeah, you are like that, dude. A hot mess.
So are you ready? You ready to get into it? We got a pay-per-view this weekend.
Watched everything this week. Had two snow days.
Oh,
Andrew doesn't know what snow days are, but...
I know what snow days are. I just never get them.
We had two of those. You guys have like heat days where you have to stay inside.
Shit, I wish. No, they make you go outside. No one wants to go, but you have to go. Like you talk about school, they still have to go outside because the school's not inside. They're open campuses out here. So like you come out of your class, you're outside and you're walking across campus like a college campus to your next room. Do you understand what I mean? Like, you're not in a big building with one entrance into the building.
Yeah, there's a few high schools around here that do that, too.
Mm-hmm. I figure you don't get as much, though, because of the snow. Because you don't want people going outside.
Because half the year it's frozen.
Yeah.
And the other half of the year it's your cold season.
And then you have the ice.
Slip and fall, and kids get hurt. Yeah. And sue, especially around here. They'd sue the shit out of anyone around here.
Yeah. So.
They're just looking for an easy way out here. This is where all the... uppity people are.
So, yep.
Oh, man.
Nope. So, do you enjoy your snow days? So, that I'm going to take that to mean.
I watched absolutely everything.
You watched a lot of wrestling. You have a lot to tell us as we go into this.
Because, you know, when you watch a lot of wrestling, you have a chance to watch Impact highlights. So, I even watched Ring of Honor.
Holy smoke. You watch Ring of Honor. So, what is your take on the new Ring of Honor? The Marty Scurll Ring of Honor. Tell somebody who just said the hell with Ring of Honor, right here, this guy, that he should go back.
Like, Ring of Honor, it's pretty good now, but like all their stuff is still old. So like, didn't you say that? I mean, I don't think this is helping your case, but what's that dude Alex Shelley's name? That's his name.
Isn't he
NXT, right? Because I haven't seen him. But.
No, he's not. No, he's still working for them.
Oh, he is? Oh, well, he's on, like, everything. But their matches are pretty good, and it looks like Marty is signing, like, new people, like, because I just seen a bunch of people. I didn't know who they were, and it was, like, their debut.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of debuts and stuff. So.
Nice. So the wrestling is good, though.
Yeah.
That's the key. Because for me, Ring of Honor is about wrestling. Ring of Honor and NXT are about wrestling. They don't necessarily tell great stories, but they have great wrestling. Well, I
mean, they now Ring of Honor has some pretty good stories. Like,
okay.
Remember all those guys that were like those Kingdom dudes that were with mm-hmm. Matt Taven? They turned on him.
Oh,
and now they're like the Wyatt family. And there's like a couple other. So you know the guy with the dreads? Like,
yeah.
Bray Wyatt. So,
Benny.
Yeah, dude doesn't with the axe.
Doesn't he go by Vincent now?
I don't know.
I think he goes by Vincent.
Yeah, because he does draw like a V on his forehead or something.
Yeah, that's because of the Alien TV show.
Oh. You're making... No, you're fucking with me.
Yeah, no, I'm just messing with you. I don't know why. Because his name's Benny, I don't know.
Gotcha. Well,
now there's like five people in there, and they're all against Matt Taven. I haven't seen Matt Taven on there.
So is Matt Taven a babyface now?
I don't know. I haven't seen him on there. Mm. I only watched on
they only showed like... I caught a little bit of it when he was watching it, and they showed the package of where they were jumping him, and he was like busted open everywhere.
Mm.
And then they were like... The what's his name? The guy with the
I don't know who what's his name is.
What no? What's the main guy's name that jumped in, and now he's in control?
Vinny Vincent.
Right. Yeah. So the Vinny.
Vinny Marcello.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh okay. So he I forgot what I was gonna say.
No, yeah, where are you going with this?
I don't know.
All right.
One thing I noticed from it was remember that Joe Henry
yeah
had his beef with the flamboyant dude.
Oh, yeah. Dalton.
Dalton. Never mind. Now they're a tag team.
I don't know if I could handle watching those two together. But
well, they don't have the boys anymore, so it's not like the Michael Jackson stuff or anything.
And Dalton Castle doesn't dress like Juice Robinson anymore.
Really? Does he still come out to his little rock and roll music and act like a fool?
We only seen him cut a promo.
Oh, okay.
But what's funny
he
is...
wrestled, though.
What's funny he is wrestled. You mentioned the... Who was it? His...
Huh?
Joe Hendry?
No. The New Japan guy that you mentioned.
Juice.
Yeah, Juice. Did you watch any of the New Japan stuff from the latest two?
No, uh-uh.
Okay, the Juice... Juicer right there, that dude, he dressed some crazy stuff, let me tell you. He had more polka dots than Dusty Rhodes everywhere. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
But we actually watched them the first night. They had a three-way tag team match, and it was the Gorillas of Destiny,
mm-hmm.
Finn Juice, and then it was the Golden Aces, which is Ibushi. Huh?
Then it would be an 8-man tag match.
And Tanahashi.
Four on four.
No, it was only three tag teams. Yeah, Tanahashi.
Yeah, okay.
How do you get 8 out of 6?
I don't know, because you were like adding.
No wonder why you only got a 90% math.
Okay. Still got
you're just
an
10% off.
Still got an A.
He said I still got an A.
But skinnier teeth.
Barely.
Yeah.
But it counts, I guess. Yeah. We'll go with it. Anyways, they wrestled there, and that was a cool match, that the first show. And then the second show, we actually watched.
Actually, can I talk about the last...
Shush!
No.
Shush!
No. All right, so, like,
no.
The first show...
What?
The main event.
I'm talking about the match,
really
though.
Good.
Yeah, but I want to talk about what happened the next day... in that match.
But the first day was really good.
Yeah, but you can go back to it.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to get Steve over here and stun you. Steve's going to kick you in the crotch and then stun you. You keep it up. Okay. Like I was saying, just because you have a little energy and stuff, and don't be breathing on me because you have like some sickness.
Actually, how about you give me that mask thing?
No, it's down there. Anyways, the second night, the Golden Aces get over. They win the tag team belts.
Nice.
And Tanahashi gets the frog splash on, was it Tonga?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you
match.
Know the difference
the
of them.
Match.
Huh?
I watched the main event of the other show.
I understand.
Wait, which
that
one? Which one are you talking about there?
The Golden Aces, when they won the belts. Oh, you know what? I don't even think you've seen it because
yeah,
you guys,
that's what I'm
your mom
about.
Sent you to your room because you weren't doing your homework.
No, I went to do my homework.
Right. Anyways, now happened. You can just go back to talking about what you want to talk about.
All right, so the first show, the squirrel. Best match was for the you good?
That's go.
All right, so it was for the Never Open Weight title.
Uh-huh.
It was Ishii, which was the champion, versus
No, he's Shingo. Not the champion. Go to Shingo
no,
is the champ.
Shingo had another title.
Shingo is the champ.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Shingo's the champ, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm listening because no, I don't know.
I'm Googling that Ishii's right now. Champ. You just keep going. I'm because, telling you right now, Shingo's the champ.
No, because Shingo lost. And he wasn't the champ before the match. Because he had the three-man title with the other guys. But that was the best match. Because like they were like chopping each other for like 10 minutes. And then they were like slamming each other over the top rope and stuff. It was too much. Nice. What did you get?
Very nice. Mm-hmm. I'm so bummed we can't do our J Cup predictions. I had already had mine. I had my four guys. I guess like, we could say them, but I don't know if it'll be the same. You don't know what changes between now and as long as it's going to be before they actually do the J Cup. For those listening, it's a major tournament, but everything in Japan has been canceled. Stardom, Crash, the big events are canceled because of the coronavirus.
Yeah, they said for at least 2 weeks.
Yeah. So we'll see when they reschedule. And as it is, J-Cup was coming out at a different time than it normally does because of the Olympics. So you wonder if venues are available for them to go back
to. It's in Japan? The Olympics are supposed to be in Japan?
It's the Winter Olympics, and it's supposed to start, I guess, next month, maybe?
No, but what country?
Japan.
In Japan. Oh, but I don't know what cities are mainly hosting it. I don't know all of the details.
Go to Wikipedia
like where
and find out who the champ is.
So.
No.
Who should say?
That's not right.
It is right. It says current champ, date 1, February 1st,
you gotta
Shingo
edit this out.
Takagi.
Edit this out.
This kid.
I don't know. See, I can't say because I haven't been keeping up on Japan. I'll be honest. Because
I told
like
you
the...
that's why I'm the new Japan guy, and you're just a fake news media personality.
He didn't win though.
He did. It wasn't for the title for that game, that match.
Then why did Tai never open my championship on the top?
Because that's what he had. He's the champ. That's why when he came in the ring, he held the belt up, and you were like, "No, he didn't."
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You were looking at your phone watching like some rap god stuff or something, some Godzilla thing.
Godzilla.
I don't know.
What?
Well, yeah.
Some Eminem
I watched video. Rev Pro. I told you I got into Rev Pro. I ordered the app and I watched their last two things. And I thought the coolest thing is that, speaking of New Japan guys, is Shota. They focus on him. They he's a main eventer.
Who?
He went against Shooter. Haskins and Shooter. Mox calls him Shooter.
Yeah, but it's Shooter.
But it's Shota Utami.
Yeah,
is that
really
that's how you say his last name? Or Unami? Or I can never remember
it's
his
Umino,
last name.
Right?
Unami, I think.
Isn't it like Shota Umino?
Maybe that's it. I don't know his last name well. But anyway, he was in the main event, and then the next day he was in the match before the main event. And he beat Haskins, honestly, but they cheated. Haskins' wife got involved, and he took the loss. But he's strong. They book him strong in Rev Pro.
Yeah, and he's gonna be a big name, but isn't he still like a young lion?
Yeah, so he's on excursion, they call it, right? Where they have to be away for like a year and wrestle for another company before they can come back. Something
because
like that.
Basically the plans are for him to become the next Tanahashi.
Dude, he looks like Tanahashi. He comes out in all white gear. His hair's gotten long. He's got the beard and the long hair like Tanahashi now. But the thing is, he carries out that Moxley jacket with him. He carries out the Death Rider jacket
to
the ring.
To get him over.
Yeah. And his move is the Death Rider. Whatever.
That's funny.
So
what's going to happen is Shooter and Mox are going to get into it.
Maybe. Very cool.
Is that what brings him up in Japan?
Could be. But it's really helping him over there. And Repro, what I like is Ospreay's gotten really involved now. Like, he's really tweeting a lot of the champions. He's pushing a lot of the young champions they have over there. So I think he's kind of decided he's going to take that promotion under his wing. But it's old school indie watching that thing. I mean, bad camera angles. All of a sudden, they're in the dark. You can't even see what's going on. You know, there's no lighting, microphones go out. I just kind of felt like getting back to the roots of some indie stuff, and I've enjoyed it a lot. What else did you watch?
I watched everything.
Tell us what you watched.
What was that AAA show? Oh, yeah, we're not subscribed, so I couldn't finish watching it.
Because you fell asleep and your mom said, put your phone up and go to bed.
Yeah, but I watched the first match. The first match was it was Vikingo, Octagon Jr., and I think it was Miss Deceased versus the, what are those? It's Scorpion, Tejano, and some other guy. I don't remember. But it was a really good match.
It was, what's his name, the red guy?
What red guy? Oh, yeah, the Chessman. The guy with the sting face paint. Yep. Yeah, so that match was really good because I like how they have like the, I think they call them Rudos, the bigger guys.
The Rudos are the heels, basically.
Yes.
Oh, well, what are the smaller guys called, like the Vikingo and those guys?
I don't remember. They're called like the Heroes or the Honorables or something. They're called something else. You're right, but I can't remember what it is. But Rudos are the rude ones, and they're the heels.
The bad guys.
Oh, I thought it was like the way they wrestle. I thought it was something off of the base stuff.
Kind of, because heels cheat and
a long time ago,
break rules and stuff like that. So their wrestling style is not high flying, maybe not.
Yeah, because last time I checked, what's his name? They consider Psycho Clown a Rudo.
I wouldn't know exactly why. I don't follow it enough, and that's something I was going to throw at you. I watched it, too. I put it on. Your dad told me it was on, and it took forever for the stupid Twitch to load, but it finally did. And I kind of watched it, and I played it on my phone, and I got to admit, it's got to be a generation difference with us. That's just more geared to you. I just can't keep up with the fact that people are coming in and out of the ring left and right. I don't know who's the legal man. I don't know who's tagged. I feel like I need four pictures on the screen to show me everything that's going on because there's a fight over here, a fight over there. There's a fight up the ramp. What am I supposed to pay attention to? It's like overload for me.
You watched wrestling when you were younger, right? So, like, you watched WCW. They explain the rules on there.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the rules, but when you watch it in concept, and WCW didn't go full on like these AAA does. Match you said, they were all over the place.
Yeah. Like in WCW, they say there's no tag, so if one man rolls out of the ring, anyone can just come in.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's made for like, whatever.
There's run-ins. Like I'm watching the Lucha Bros match, and there's run-ins from people that aren't even in the match getting involved, and I'm like, I can't keep track of this whole thing. So it was just kind of overload. Did you watch it
too? No, I fell asleep during that match. But what do you think? What was good after I fell asleep? So, like, what happened?
There were some good spots. There was a lot of good spots, but I wouldn't say necessarily there was a match that stood out to me. I like a little more 2-on-2, 1-on-1. Sorry, I'm old school that way. Like, I don't like triple threat matches. I hate triple threat matches, for example. I think the third person is just there to eat the pin so that the other two can stay strong and neither of them take a loss. You know, let's do a 1-on-1.
So basically, Andrew is Jim Ross.
I'm Jim Ross. Better not say Jim Cornette.
No. That's Jim Ross.
Yeah. No, because WWE does triple threat matches all the time. And I don't like those. And that's old.
Well, I mean, they do it for, like, championships, right? Like, they do these three fight each other for the championship. But they still do it.
But they do it so the third person can take the pin. Too. And the other two stay strong.
I remember they would do something like Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, and Finn Balor, but Finn Balor was there to get banned.
Yep, exactly.
That's what I remember, like that stuff. But seeing you don't like triple threat matches, wasn't there one a women's one on AEW?
There was a fatal four-way, and you know that because you lobbied for extra points.
Even better.
And I gave them to you, by the way.
You did?
Yeah, I gave them to him.
Well, you got to take those off because, I mean, the rules are the rules. Only gets 1 point.
Well, no, technically it's a specialty match. I'll give it to him.
It's a specialty match.
Yeah, but now he has, what, 30 points now?
Yeah.
I mean, if he didn't, 47.
Oh, never mind.
I'm in first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ask Andrew how many he has.
Andrew, how many you
got? I got 20. I thought I was going to make a big run, but I got Barry Sanders. But at least I have wrestlers wrestling this weekend.
Yeah.
Do you have any wrestlers wrestling this weekend?
Is this weekend the pay-per-view?
The pay-per-view that I still have to order.
Nice.
But we'll get to AEW later. Tell me about MLW. Did you watch any of that? MLW?
Yeah, I did. The main event match was, what's his
Tom Lawler.
Yeah, Tom Lawler versus one of the Von Erichs. So they were in Texas. And Tom Lawler hates the Von Erich guys, right? So have you been watching it?
No, I haven't, but I knew that was going to eventually happen, that Lawler would turn on the Von Erichs.
Yeah, so for a while now, he's took, like, the Garini dude that everybody likes under his wing and, like,
and so then he's got around. That Eric Stevens dude with him.
Oh, yeah, but that happened at the end of the match. So that was that guy's debut, Eric Stevens, and he squashed.
What did they call him? Team Filthy.
Oh, yeah, that's what his team's called. And him and Tom Lawler and Garini walk around with cowboy hats on, and they think it's funny, and wearing, like, Von Erich shirts. And so at the end, where it was, I don't know which Von Erich it was, the one that actually wears shoes.
Okay.
That one. So he.
That's
he
Ross, was, right?
It was him. Does he have blonde hair or is he?
They both have blonde hair.
No, the other one has like the dyed blonde hair on the top. But
I don't.
I think the blonde hair guy doesn't wear shoes.
Yeah, that guy. He doesn't. He 50, didn't wrestle. 50 chance. It was the other guy.
He's the guy that does the claw, right?
Yeah, that guy. He didn't wrestle.
Oh.
It was the other guy that more people cheer for versus Tom Lawler. And at the end of the match, they hated Tom Lawler. Like, he had that Eric Stevens guy come out, which I don't know if you know who that is because it's his debut. So he came out, and they all took the Texas flag and, like, spit on it and rubbed it in between their legs.
Somebody threw a trash can from the audience. Yeah, somebody threw a trash
can into the ring.
Jeez, old school heat.
Yeah.
And the Garini guy has, like, one of the Von Erichs in an arm bar or something. And they're all throwing the Texas flag in the trash can and stuff.
It's spitting on it.
Yeah, so Team Filthy.
Nice. Yeah. Old school heat. Old school heat. Yeah, I need to get back into those. I need to get back into Ring of Honor, it sounds like. Impact. You guys watch any Impact?
I've seen the highlights. They had Tessa versus Ace Austin for a double title match.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, but that was 2 weeks ago because the one that's highlights tonight on Twitch is what happened on Tuesday.
Mm, okay.
Well,
because they're allowed back on Twitch after the RVD booty shaking incident.
Yeah.
Well, what's it? Tyler Valkyrie came out at the end and attacked her. So maybe she's going to fight for the men's champ, the heavyweight title.
The championship. Tuesday.
Yeah, the champions.
On Tuesday.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Okay.
Silliness. I watched a little NXT. I was more interested in, you know, I knew it was going to happen. It wasn't a very interesting card, but, you know, Bianca Belair got the beat down, and everyone was shocked, and everyone was on Twitter crying and whining, and I'm like, you really thought Bianca Belair was going to win? You guys really thought they were going to elevate her?
Yeah, well, yeah, because she's been there for, like, forever.
She hasn't ever won a title, though. She never got past Shayna, and I just, people, to go to the whole, and this goes with the Goldberg thing, it's like everyone's, like, mad on Twitter and complaining and saying they're going to cancel their, you know, subscription. You know what you're going to get with this is what WWE is. Either like it or don't. You know, I just, why do you complain about something that you know is going to be that? I think these people just like to complain. Because if you don't like it, don't watch it. There's a million other options. I didn't like it, so I stopped watching it. And I don't complain about it. I just don't watch it. But I have to see everyone complain about it. My Lord. So that's my wrestling rant.
Yeah. What is it called? I forgot her name. Oh, Bianca Belair. Yeah, she came out, like, strong. It wasn't like she, like, lost or anything. Like, I mean, she did, but she didn't get squashed. Like,
but people, yeah, you're luckily you're not on that horrible app. They make it sound like she was destroyed and it was the end of the world and they ruined her career. And
she stood, like, with her the whole time. And at the end, she only got outsmarted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she tried to kick her out of the air, and Charlotte just got off the top rope and grabbed her legs and put her in the sharpshooter or the Boston Crab, whatever you want to call it.
I just don't understand. People don't see that Charlotte is the chosen one. Charlotte is rarefied air in the WWE. She sits at the big table. And they're not going to do anything to damage her brand. And if you think she's losing to an NXT person, it's not happening. It's just not. If it's a triple threat match at Mania, one of two things are happening. Charlotte's pinning Bianca to be the NXT champion, which to me makes zero sense. I don't know why they're doing it. Or Rhea is pinning Bianca to keep the NXT championship. And Flair doesn't get any damage from it. And Flair's
I thought it was Rhea versus Charlotte.
There's a lot of talk that they're going to insert Belair. Because as we go back to, they like their triple threat matches.
And they're going to say, oh, she's never won the title, so what if she does here? She's beaten two of the best.
Yeah. She's taking the pin. I hate to say it. Belair's taking the pin. That's why she's in the match. Yeah. Charlotte doesn't take the pin. She didn't. Ronda Rousey took the pin at last WrestleMania. Think about that. Not Charlotte. That's how protected Charlotte is. Should we get on to AEW?
Sure.
Or do you want to complain about Goldberg? You said you had some stuff for later.
No, I mean, there's nothing to say. I mean, they do the same stuff over and over again. So this time they try to make people upset with the Goldberg thing, taking the title again. I think the last time he took it was, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when he beat Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
But this time it was like on a botched move again. And then they finished the match, and which makes the title even look worse when you do that. But then, so they're heating up Spears versus Spears with Roman Reigns versus him, so this way they can get Roman over to become the champ again.
So they want him to, like, take out the guy everybody doesn't like anymore.
Yeah, so that way Goldberg has all the heat because no one wants, you know, him, what, 50-some years old, having the belt.
We say no one, but the casuals, and we're talking about WrestleMania, they hear the name Goldberg. They might order it. That's why. That's where Vince is an evil genius. It. That's why Vince keeps doing this. Because the people that watch two wrestling matches a year, and one of them is WrestleMania, recognize the name Goldberg.
Yeah, like your friend Greg, he doesn't watch wrestling anymore, but he probably knows who Goldberg is. So
he probably knows?
He does know, definitely. But if he would probably buy WrestleMania just because he sees the name. Like, he hasn't watched, like, people that haven't watched it since they were a kid, or they only watch WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Who wants to see Goldberg?
People that don't watch WrestleMania.
People that have no clue that he's that old, or that he doesn't have the skills anymore. You know what I mean? I mean, look at Hogan. Hogan still could probably headline a WrestleMania. You know?
It's not like,
Yeah, they could do, like, Hulk Hogan Undertaker versus Goldberg.
Yeah, it would sell.
They would love that triple threat match.
Like, I hate to say it.
I think like Stone Cold Steve Austin is probably around the age of Goldberg.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't wrestle.
I think Steve Austin could go and last longer in the ring than Goldberg.
Well, Goldberg was never a good wrestler. It was a phenomenon that happened in WCW. I admit, you know, I got into the hype when it happened because he just came out of nowhere on WCW, and you watch it, but he never was really a good wrestler. His matches were quick, they were fast, he speared
but
him.
Because they wanted to make him look powerful, so right away he would just hit the move, and they're like, oh my God.
But he can't look powerful anymore.
Yeah.
He's not strong. He's still cut up, yeah. But he's not strong, because if you've seen the video of him picking up The Fiend, oh man. Or like with The Undertaker, come on. Like, this is the guy that picked up The Big Show when he was the Giant and did the jackhammer. He's not that strong anymore. It's all for show. He has no strength.
He picked up The Big Show?
Yeah, and did that
too.
Oh,
yeah, when he was in WCW.
Yeah.
Dang, when just by his head giant. And his neck. And like had a one arm thing?
Yeah.
That's cool.
He used to be that strong. He's not that strong anymore.
And now he's older.
No, it's not because he played football.
Yeah, because he didn't really play football. I mean, he played football, but he didn't make
it. He was an offensive lineman, but he didn't play for long.
He made the practice squad.
Like bigger.
It was his training to stay in shape and stuff, and he was strong at the time. But now age has deteriorated him, and now you don't have to work out as hard to keep that muscle when you're that old.
Yeah, like Vince McMahon.
You can do 30 minutes a day and be cut.
And why you have Riddle like makes a big deal always, you know, messing with him is because Goldberg never really studied the craft of wrestling. Like, as you lose your, like you said, your strength and all stuff as you get old, then you have to start relying, like, say, Jericho does, relying on wrestling skills to make things over. And Goldberg has never put the time in to learn to be a wrestler. You know what I mean? So if you're an old guy and you want to hang around forever in the business, you have to have some more things. You have to have some holds. You have to have some submissions. You have to have some...
Or reinvent yourself like Jericho does like 10 different times in his career.
I mean, look at Jericho's new move. It's basically an elbow.
Yeah. But it's got a cool name.
It's an MMA move.
Yeah.
It just puts people to sleep.
Because he can't do lion salts and all that shit anymore.
But what is it called? It's like what the Hardys did. They both reinvented themselves, and they're going to stay with it because they're crazy.
Yeah.
They're like two crazy old dudes
yeah.
from North Carolina.
Yeah, exactly. Are you getting sick over there, Fred? We losing you?
No, I'm petting our dog.
Oh, I thought you were coughing over there in the corner. I was like, oh, hell, no, Joey got you sick.
She came down here and started seeing me and stuff, so I'm petting her. And
yeah,
did you know she's named after Aquaman's wife?
Nice. No, girlfriend. They don't allow anyone to get married.
Not anymore?
Never.
I thought they were married.
That's the rules. Oh. No getting married. That's a whole topic for another part of this show. But yeah. So we should do our AEW predictions for the big pay-per-view this weekend.
Ooh.
Though, when I looked at the card, I was kind of disappointed that there's not really that many matches. So I'm assuming they're going to be long matches.
Okay. Or there are some surprises.
Or there's some surprises, I guess. Okay, did I close out that
Maybe
thing?
Maybe they're saving it for the big show.
Let's see.
Big surprises for the big show.
There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 matches and one pre-show match.
What's never mind.
The pre-show is SCU versus the Dark Order. Which is interesting that they would do it there. So that tells me they're not going to make the big reveal of
Christopher Daniels.
Or anything. Whoever the Exalted One is not happening that day.
Or they could during the show, though. Like the main show.
It could be, but let's say it is Hardy. I thought maybe if it was Hardy, he would reveal himself at the end of the show because he's free midnight. Because he's free on the 1st of March. So at midnight, Eastern Standard Time, technically he's free to appear on another show.
Uh-huh.
Is that what time the show gets over?
I don't think it would get over that late, but that if they were going to do it, that's when they could do it. If the show went long enough that they could have him premiere at midnight, but I like you said, that's crazy.
They could have him do his broken Matt Hardy laugh.
But they don't know, like, as long as he's wearing a mask.
True.
Well, he could be wearing a Dark Order mask.
That is
true.
Then
he does his like broken laugh.
Because that's what they did with Rhino.
True.
And he says wonderful, and then everybody's like, oh my god, it's Matt Hardy, and they don't have to show.
Because they're reporting that I don't think it's anymore that it's Archer, and I don't think that it's Brody Lee, because there's the report Meltzer said that Brody Lee's going to show up in his hometown. They have a Dynamite
Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, and that's where he'll make his return. And they say Archer will probably show up at the Houston one so that they can have him show up in Texas so they can
But they said that he's going to be out next week. Is that where it is? Is in Houston?
I thought it would be in Chicago, yeah, because it's like the week after.
I don't know if it's in Houston, but I don't think it's in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure where it's at. Somewhere near there. But so, or maybe they just don't reveal it yet, who it is, who the leader of the Dark Order is.
Because they still tease it on the being the lead that is still Christopher Daniels.
I think it's just too obvious.
Or it's like Christopher Daniels gets captured by one of those, by the leader or something.
Or Christopher Daniels has joined the Dark Order, but he's not the leader of the Dark Order. How about that?
Like, he takes off the mask, but there's somebody behind him or something.
He's still not the leader. He just joined them. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because how they recruit people, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just hope it's more than just him. If it's just him, shut that down. Shut that down like the Nightmare Collective. Because they're already not that interesting. And Christopher Daniels alone is not going to elevate that into an interesting faction to me.
You can have the Uno guy, if it doesn't go well, you can have him be Vader Jr.
No. The dude's goofy. Vader was a badass. Yeah, I'm a big Vader guy, so no, he is goofy. Especially Vader in Japan.
No. Do you have a Vader mask?
No, I don't have a Vader mask.
That would be weird.
That would be funny if you wore it and recorded with a Vader mask.
It's time! It's time!
It's Vader time.
I love Vader.
You got Jim Cornette over here.
Well, all right.
Sydney also got Jim Cornette.
Okay. I don't know what you're saying over there.
He doesn't make sense half the time.
So let's go ahead and let's do some predictions. Let's start with that pre-show then. So, Cal Uncensored versus the Dark Order. Who's winning this thing?
Probably the Dark Order. Hmm. Like, I feel like the Dark Order would just, like, do something. Like, they... Like, who's wrestling them? Is it Kazarian and Scorpio Sky?
Probably.
And they have, like, an extra guy on the other side, and it's him. And then that's how they lose.
Yeah.
He cheats against his people or something.
They have to give the Dark Order a win.
Yeah. I'm going to go with you, too. It has to be the Dark Order. I think this is the most boring pre-show match you could have given me. I literally can miss this and not care. I mean, the only thing I'm mildly interested in is if they reveal who their leader is.
Here's what happens.
Not on the pre-show, though.
Yeah,
in the ring. In the ring, Christopher Daniels is wrestling, or he gets involved and somehow he screws them and they make it seem like he's going to be in the Dark Order, but he's not.
That makes sense. That makes sense. But I don't know. I just don't care. To be honest, I don't care about the Dark Order. I don't think there's anything they can do to get me to care about their gimmick. But, oh well, that's what they're doing. So let's move on to the second match. This one's a little more interesting. The first match of the real event, which I think could steal the show if done properly, is Darby Allin versus Sammy Guevara.
Oh, nice.
That is a really good high-flying match if done properly.
It's a normal match?
Normal match, but still, okay. They could do some serious damage to each other.
Yeah.
Darby could introduce that skateboard. You know, they could do some fun stuff. And I don't necessarily say that Darby for sure is going to get the win. I told your dad I feel like this is going to be the night of the heel. And I think a lot of heels are going to win this pay-per-view.
Yeah, so I'm saying I don't think using the skateboard, as long as you don't swing the skateboard at him, I don't think that's a disqualification. Mm-hmm. So it should be okay.
But what if Sammy takes the skateboard from him?
And breaks it?
And breaks it over his head. Breaks it over Darby's head. But doesn't get caught, referees. Because someone else from the... Because let's see. Inner Circle... Proud and Powerful are not wrestling. So they're out there. They can get involved in stuff.
Proud and Powerful?
Oh. Pride and Powerful, how are the Ortiz and Santana.
Yeah, those guys.
So, with all that said, what are people's picks?
Sammy has to get a win.
Yeah.
He's lost, like, what, 3 or 4 matches in a row?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been...
And is it going to be the night of the... No, you said the heel. But is it going to be the night of the
Inner Circle?
I'm going to take Darby Allin. Even though Sammy... I do think Sammy could get the win because he needs a win. But I like Darby more.
Yeah. What about you, Joey?
I want Sammy. I think Sammy. Yeah, Sammy.
I'm going to say Sammy wins too. I'm going out on a limb. I'll be rooting for Darby, but... I think Sam wins. Now there's this one. Okay, is this going to be a real match, do you think? Or do you think it's just going to be a quick comedy done and one and done, Orange Cassidy versus Pac? What direction do you think they're going with this?
Pac just destroys him.
But he has to get mad first. Like, I feel like Orange Cassidy, you know, do his kicks and do his pocket stuff. And, like, Pac's going to keep getting mad, pull his hands out of his pockets and stuff. Oh, yeah, you've never seen any of his indie matches, have you?
Yes, I have. So do you think they'll let Orange Cassidy go, like, when he goes fast? Do you think they'll surprise everybody and he goes fast?
I think he'll,
fast?
Like, slap his glasses off or something.
Uh-huh.
Or, like, throw him on the ground or break him. And then after he does a couple pops, then Pac will just get mad and destroy him.
Makes sense.
So, yeah, I'm going to go with Pac.
I'm
yeah,
surprised this too. Is a feature match. I really am.
This could have been, no, not the pre-show match.
I think it's for, because it's during C2E2 that you get all those cosplayers and give the fans what they want.
Uh-huh.
Is Orange Cassidy with his, he might actually try.
Yeah. I just think about it. There's only one women's match on here. There's some big names not fighting this on this card, and they gave it to Orange Cassidy. So there you go. But yeah, Pac. So three for Pac.
Yeah.
All right. Jake Hager in his first match in AEW versus Dustin Rhodes. The big guys.
That's definitely Hager's going
to
get
Hager
those.
Has to look strong if he's going to be a bodyguard.
It's his first match. Yep, the heels go over again. I just don't see how Dustin wins this. But I think that could be a really good match. And I am curious to see how good Hager is.
You think he's going to wear that thing like he used to wear? Or you think he's going to wear like his MMA stuff?
I think he's going to wear his MMA stuff.
Okay.
I think he's going to come out all
Maybe
MMA.
Maybe he'll get disqualified for kneeing him in the nuts.
That's a possibility. I think you're on something about like that actually around. Happening, but maybe it happens and the refs don't see it kind of thing.
And it becomes like his thing now.
Yeah. You know, probably.
Oh, like, yeah, that adds up to the finisher. So he hits him with that and then just, like, does whatever he's going to do. What was this old move? It was the swagger bomb.
The swagger bomb.
He used to do the Vader bomb, but it was him.
Nice.
That's dumb. He's not doing that.
No. We'll see. Well, I mean, we haven't seen him wrestle. No one's seen him wrestle.
That's what it was?
So.
The swagger bomb?
Yeah. That's what it was called.
Sounds like an Axe commercial.
It does sound like an Axe commercial. All right. The next one. This is where we get a little into the big matches. Cody Rhodes versus MJF. How many minutes in before Cody starts bleeding?
Ooh. So, like, 10?
How does he start bleeding, though?
Hits him with his belt.
He hits him with the ring.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I will say that I don't know if they're going to let him bleed because he does it so much, but I'm going to say Cody's going to win, though, only because he's on my team. I have to root for him.
MJF is on my team. Do I get points for just being in the match?
No, you don't get points for just being in the match.
The heck kind of crap is that? That's like some thing where you just get a trophy just for participating?
I want a participation trophy.
What kind of shit has your generation done?
Yep.
No. Here's your trophy right here.
You're the generation that gives us the trophies.
No, that's not me.
Yeah.
So you going to pick MJF there?
Do you mean that he's on your team?
No.
Ride or die.
I picked against Darby.
I guess
I got both of them. So
I'll pick him. MJF,
you know, this is the one heel I think that's not going over. I just don't see them having Cody lose. They need that big Cody pop.
Yeah.
That's like AEW's bread and butter, Cody pops.
I want MJF to win, but I know Cody's going to win. Definitely.
It'd be more interesting if MJF won.
Yeah.
But
or Cody wins by disqualification.
I think Cody took his one loss, and that was by MJF screwing him. And now this is like his chance to get back in like a title picture.
And I'm also calling that Anthony Ogogo gets involved in this match. The British boxer. Somehow
Tyson
he's involved
Fury.
In this match. No, Ogogo. He's going to be
somehow
involved.
He's going to like fight the...
He'll be in Cody's side. If you've seen when the AEW guys went to Progress, see, it goes back to my Progress, and Agogo and MJF had a thing in the ring, and Agogo knocked MJF out. So there's some.
Think he's gonna like attack like Wardlow, so he doesn't get involved with the match.
Yeah, I think so. I think he will be Cody's. Maybe he
gets up on the apron and he just like hits him and he's sleeping.
Yeah, because he came into town. We know he came into town. He's talking all this. He didn't show up on Dynamite. So why did he come in town this week for AEW if he's not showing up on the pay-per-view? So to me, I think that's the logical spot for him to show up. It's in the Cody MJF match. Let's see. The next match is the championship of the tag teams. Kenny Omega and Adam Page versus the Young Bucks.
Bucks win, right?
No.
Not yet?
No.
You think they're going to win the night after if they get a rematch?
I think if the Young Bucks and Page lose, or if Page and Omega lose the belts, it'll happen on Dynamite. But it's too early to take the belts off them.
Because they did take the belts off at SCU a little early. So do you think it's...
They're going to lose on Dynamite because they have to build up. It's too early. They're still going to do their...
Because he is arguing
Adam with Page,
I mean,
Kenny Omega stuff. So if Moxley wins, you can't just have him drop a tag title and stuff and start chasing Moxley then. That doesn't make sense. That's some WWE booking.
Though, I'm going to pick the Bucks, but I'm going to go way out crazy on a limb. The Bucks are going heel. No, the Bucks are going heel. Based on that whole, you were just an ROH jobber.
And then we let you into the Bullet Club? Are they allowed to say that?
That was some messed up shit. And I'm going to think maybe the Bucks kind of like resort to some cheating to get this because they're so frustrated. Yeah, because they
said we're the competitive Bucks.
And it makes Paige even, it gives Paige even more of a being over.
Yeah, and then eventually he's going to be like, why did you even trust these guys? And it's like...
And he's going to try to turn Omega against them and say, look, I told you these guys are not good. These guys are messed up and all that stuff. So that's my crazy prediction that I think that the Bucks win, but they turn heel.
But, because in their interview with... I mean, not an interview, where they ate lunch with them on his YouTube channel, they were talking about how he was like... bottom of the barrel Ring of Honor guy wearing
that's messed up
jeans and John Deere hats and stuff.
But they said it on national television, you were a jobber in ROH. Whoa.
No, he's not the bottom of the barrel because Chase Owens is.
No, he was. He
Are you
was.
Kidding me? Chase no, Owens.
No. Yeah, Chase Owens. The worst.
Chase Owens looks like a beer gut and stuff.
Now. But when they were in the thing
with said
him,
now.
Yeah, now Chase Owens is the part of
it. Oh, now he just
but
fell.
But Hangman,
he just fell
Hangman
off.
Was.
No, untrue.
Hangman was the bottom guy.
Fake news.
Yeah. And he didn't even show up in Japan ever. He just was on, he was pretty much only in the Ring of Honor Bullet Club.
Who?
Hangman.
He was it only... doesn't matter where he was. He's better than so Chase Owens.
He didn't even show up on the main Bullet Club platform, so that's why he was at the bottom.
Yeah. I hear you. I hear you. So... You're sticking though with Omega and Paige, Fred.
Yeah,
you think they win?
I'm with the Bucks.
Well, how are you gonna going to pick against? You have Paige too. You lose points again.
Because we can't catch you.
Lose the points. I'm winning.
We can't catch you.
We get points for picking these right?
Huh?
Do we get points for picking
these
right?
No, this doesn't help your score.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm taking the Bucks.
Yeah. I mean. We might get some points, but we're not catching you. So I'd rather kind of pick some crazy stuff. All right. Like you're going to get all the points in the women's match anyway. So Nyla Rose versus Chris Statlander.
Yeah, it's you versus you. So how much is a...
Wait, they're doing that match even though she's sick?
Well, we have to assume they're doing that match as of now. That's what we're picking on. Because if it's not her, we don't know who's going to fight in her place.
It would be...
I think it could be Sheeta.
Wait, who is it? Wait, who's the one that's sick?
Statlander.
Oh, so.
I would pick Statlander to win.
Really? This quickly after Rose got the belt?
Yes. Because they got their feel-good story. And, I mean, how are you going to... That's like letting Goldberg beat the Fiend.
Man, I don't think they've introduced Statlander enough to the audience to do that.
But she's so much more of a better.
Oh, if Nyla I agree
Rose
with you.
Wins, people will be pissed.
You could, honestly, I think you could.
They'll be pissed.
It wouldn't be like a cheap roll up win, but she would hit her with like she
unless
would dominate
there's a disqualification and Britt Baker comes in.
That's dumb.
Well,
and kicks our teeth in or
and
something.
And that way it still keeps Statlander strong.
Is Bea Priestley on vacation in England or is Bea Priestley in the United States? She posted back on Sunday, I'll be gone for a week, telling Will Ospreay. And there, she hasn't posted once since that night. So if she's in town, she could somehow get and be involved in this match. Because why else do you fly her
bring
in?
Bring her back into it, Chris
Statlander.
Yeah,
if there's a
Bea
disqualification,
Priestley.
Then that makes it look strong for Statlander.
I think she's the opposite happens. I think Nyla wins because you're starting a Bea Priestley Statlander.
Yeah, definitely. To build up
feud.
Statlander and Priestley.
So Priestley causes Statlander to lose, even though she has it, to do a Statlander beat Priestley. So
I think,
like you said, you're right. They're the better wrestlers, so you give her a good wrestling opponent to start a good feud, and then you keep the belt on Nyla because I just don't think they're taking it off her this soon.
Because I feel like, Bea Priestley and what's her name?
Statlander.
Statlander. They're going to be like, that would be a great feud, and it would build both of them up so that they can do more storylines with the belt.
Yeah, they could do what they couldn't do with Britt Baker because Britt Baker couldn't bring it in the ring.
Yeah.
You know, they could definitely, heal. Right.
That's now, what Adam Cole said.
And recently, Chris Statlander.
Okay, but she is a dentist.
Mm-hmm. Her matches are as painful as being it. At the dentist.
Okay.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah, I guess. But what's it?
Her finisher should be called the bridge. What were you going to say?
I forgot.
You lost it.
But what is it called? Because what's her name? Chris Statlander hasn't been in any storylines with any heels. She's just been fighting faces, right?
Yeah, it's just been kind of generic fights. Generic fights. She had that fight with Riho, but they got involved in it. That's a face-face.
Maybe Orange Cassidy will come out and help her.
That'd be cool. They're both aliens, so.
Okay.
He's an illegal alien.
All right, the big one. The championship match. Chris Jericho versus Jon Moxley.
You gotta let...
I want to hear what you guys gotta say first.
I think,
run the storylines.
I want Moxley to win. But if he loses, it's by interference. But he will win before April that belt. Okay. So I'm gonna say, screw it. He wins. He has to win. And if he doesn't win, then I'll be like, oh, wow, they swerved me.
How long is this show? Like a...
I say he doesn't win. I say they still keep it on Jericho. Moxley doesn't need a belt. He's like a Stone Cold type character. He will stay over. But yes, there's going to be some bullshit shenanigans on why he doesn't win. There's no doubt about it.
How long is the show?
Jeff Cobb shows up.
What if Archer does show up?
Because what's his...
And then that and allows Archer and him to continue their New Japan style feud. Some payback there. It's a natural storyline.
Archer and Mox were...
Took the belt
from
Archer.
And Archer replaced him in that
Kingdom.
Match when he was sick.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
So you have a natural storyline there.
Yeah.
It introduces Archer in a big way. Right away, he's in a feud with Mox. The feud can be booked big enough that you forget about the fact that he didn't win the title. And you kind of get past that and get over it. I just think Jericho needs to stay on top a little longer.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure Mox Omega sells tickets.
Not yet. Definitely not yet. Because Omega's not big enough in this company yet.
Are you kidding me?
No, he's just a tag team right now.
But every match he's in, people go nuts for him. Mm-hmm. Even if it's in West Virginia.
Who do you think's bigger, Omega or Paige right now?
Oh, Paige.
Omega.
You do?
No.
I think Paige is so over it, but it's hard to say.
With the rednecks, he is, because they like to say cowboy shit.
Yeah, they do, and he drinks beer. So, would you want to see an Omega versus Cody, or would you want to see a Paige versus Cody?
Probably Omega Cody. Because they had something going on in Japan where they hated each other. Because they were trying to fight over who rules the Bullet Club.
You would have to, I would think, like, Omega Cody, because they're two different styles. If you give me Paige and Cody, they're very similar. And that's
I'm just trying to think where they go after this. You know, you've got to have good feuds for people without belts. And like I said, the Mox Archer, that's a good feud.
What if it's Archer comes in and attacks Cody?
They're going to have to build that, because there's no natural reason why that's happening.
So Brandon Cutler does it.
And then where does MJF go after he loses? Because he's killing it on BTE.
What's that?
What does MJF go and do after he loses to Cody, if he loses to Cody?
Talks trash about why he lost.
Well, but what's his next feud? Because it's almost a step down for MJF after that loss.
Probably he might go after Sean Spears again.
That's not big enough.
That's too.
Maybe he goes after an Omega or a Page.
Or a Joey Janela.
Or a Joey Janela. Okay.
But Joey Janela's in like 30 things right now. Wait, no, because I keep saving things over, right?
Yeah. Or maybe he starts something with like Trent or, I don't know, Scorpio Sky or something. Mm-hmm. Just so those guys can wrestle.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know. I guess we'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting to see where they go next, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Find out tomorrow. I think so.
There's a lot of things we can't answer. Until after the show.
So
I feel like it's going to be a big show, but definitely.
That's what I was going to ask you. On a scale of 1 to 10, what would your anticipation level for this show?
Like a 10.
For me, Wrestle Kingdom was a 10. For example,
I would say 7.
7.
I don't look for, because looking at the card right now, nothing stands out, but they always deliver.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I keep my hopes medium.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of things you can.
I
hope
like
for.
To be like surprised.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things you can be hoped for, but like you say, like looks on the card. You said it's smaller. There's not as many. I mean,
there's no most Lucha of Bros. Just the main, yeah. There's no LAX. There's yeah.
They're not announced, but that doesn't mean that they won't appear.
Yeah.
So, and you don't know. I don't know what Nyla Rose, Chris Statlander, what kind of match it'll be. Is it gonna be? You don't know with Nyla what kind of match you're gonna get.
Could like be she a, could attack her mid entrance.
Could be a dud.
Just like slam her on the entrance and then like take her to the ring and pin her.
And the Hagar Dustin Rhodes, I don't know what kind of match that's going to be. If Hagar doesn't have it, that could be a bet too. So I'd say about a 7 sounds good.
And then Jericho and Chris and John Moxley wouldn't. I wouldn't say it's necessarily wouldn't be like a great match unless it was like a New Japan type match. Like it goes on for a while. Otherwise, it feels like a cheap win. Yeah.
The tag match is going to be good. And I think the Cody MJF match is going to be good. I think those two, you're pretty safe to say. The Darby Allin, Sammy Guevara on paper looks like it should be really good too.
Yeah.
Those are the watch.
The match that could surprise us all is the pre-show match.
You think so? I think the big surprise would be Orange Cassidy be the bomb and come out and beat Pac.
Well, the two matches that keep me like low on this right now is the pre-show,
yeah,
and the Nyla Rose Statlander, because you don't know which Nyla Rose is going to show up.
Exactly.
You know, Statlander could carry her, but if those do above those expectations, wow, it will be a good show. So that's why I'm hoping that the Dark Order deliver and the hype is real. Like this is their standout. For them, this is their chance to get over.
Oh, I agree with you. This is it. They don't get over on this. If they botch this whole like reveal and this whole, then they have to, it has to go away. Mm-hmm. Then no one's going to care. This is their chance to either they're going to show us something good with that Dark Order thing, or it's time to boot it for something new and interesting.
Like Lance Archer's the leader and he goes after Mox.
No.
I don't know. I don't think it should be Archer for the Dark Order, personally.
No.
I really do hope it's Matt Hardy. I really do. I think he's the best suited
because of his...
No, we need a promo guy to make this Dark Order thing work. Don't you think?
And if you take him to England...
Like
he's a
CM
promo
Punk.
Guy. No.
CM
they
Punk.
They are in Chicago. Let's start the rumors.
That would be like his straight edge thing he used to do?
Yeah.
That's his straight edge society.
Yeah.
This little cult thing.
I don't know. I think the right guy could make the Dark Order, but it has to be somebody like kind of nutsy, like what's his name, like Hardy or Bray Wyatt.
Any of the Hardy? Wait,
or,
no.
You know what
no,
I mean?
It can't be any.
Someone that's just off the wall, weird and different.
Like Al Snow.
Yeah, freaking Al Snow would be awesome. Yeah. I'd watch Al Snow every Wednesday cut promos. Hell yeah.
What's everyone everybody's want?
Everybody's got the styrofoam heads in the crowd.
Shit, he doesn't have to wrestle. I'm cool with that. He just come out and cut promos.
So. I just hope it's not Raven.
Yeah, Raven's time has passed. Raven falls in that category with RVD and Rhino and all the Impact thing.
What
not
the,
for me.
Like the Dreamer.
Sabu, Dreamer. Well, at least Dreamer doesn't take himself seriously. But
I don't think Raven does either because he doesn't wrestle as much as he used. Like he doesn't wrestle.
So
all those guys still try to wrestle and make main event cards.
Yeah, I mean RVD and Sabu still think they're the hardcore legends and stuff. And I mean they're who am I to say they're not? You know, I'm just a dude. But I wouldn't pay to see them. There's no way I'd pay to see them.
If he ever undigs himself out of that hole he's put himself in. If they could take both Hardys and make it like a whole broken thing, everybody's broken.
If it starts working, if Matt actually makes it work, and Jeff's not going to be free for a long time. But
yeah, he's going to be there for a couple years.
So, I mean, they're just keep tacking on days. So,
how long does he have now?
Well, his contract would have ended the same day.
March 1st, but I think because he's been injured and
suspended
on probation
stuff
he's got like 4 or 5 months
at least. Yeah, because remember they won the titles and then they had to turn around and drop him because he got injured.
Yeah,
so there's
so
all
they
kinds
can
of
use
time.
That against him because he was hurt
and then he was drinking his injury away and he like
well he got the DUI so he may be he may be ring ready but they have him in rehab.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He may be health-wise, like, to do the moves, but not mental health-wise. So.
And if you're thinking Vince McMahon-wise, they're going to put him in another match that's going to break him to keep him there a while.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're not.
Well, I think they eventually would put a title on him.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, everybody loved Jeff Hardy, and it was a huge deal when he won the title.
But you know what? It's okay if Matt does his own thing for a while. Let Matt shine.
It's good, yeah, because that's what he did in Impact. It's him by himself, and Jeff was over there doing his Willow thing, the mask on, and then he joined him like months later. So.
But they need more promos. They need a good promo guy, and Matt would do that for the storytelling and all the crazy. And you know, let him get together with Kevin Sullivan. They can do some damage. So.
What if Sean Spears is the leader of the Dark Order?
Man, I don't know if he could carry the promos, but
I mean,
don't know.
You wouldn't think Warner. you wouldn't even think Pac was a promo guy, but when you seen his promos, they were like great.
I like Pac. I like Pac a lot. I don't like his position in the company too much. It's like I feel like he's never going to get the legit title shot on a pay-per-view.
It's because he's English.
I think he stays like in the main event picture, but all his like matches are going to be on Dynamite.
And then when they bring the middleweight title over there, and he's only fighting for that championship, he's going to get mad because he does get mad really fast.
Yeah,
like because he's quit shows for AEW because he wasn't going to win and stuff.
Maybe it's Enzo Amore.
Stop. Don't do that to us. It's Liv.
So they can have like him versus Janela.
It's Liv Morgan. She's coming in.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. I think it's time to pack it.
Andrew he has a thing for trailer chicks.
They go round and round. I heard, did you hear this on Solid Monster? He was speculating that the new belt they're going to introduce is going to be an intergender belt.
Oh, no.
I thought that they weren't, Tony Khan was against that.
But I guess Cody did an interview and he said, we're going to do something that's groundbreaking with our new belt that's coming out. He was talking about a belt they're going to introduce in the summer or something like that. So, you know, obviously people have assumed it's a secondary title, but what if it's a intergender?
Or it's like a certain match type belt, like how they had hardcore match belts.
I mean,
it could be like a certain.
Did you guys end up watching that dark match with Penelope Ford and watch her like do all those stuff to Janela? I mean, she.
Okay, that does make sense because now that you mentioned it, Statlander is amazing against dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And just like Google Statlander versus
blank
MJF
anybody
and you see a great match.
You could just Orange
Cassidy and a great match.
Mm-hmm.
Joey Riho. Janela.
You don't even have to write anything.
Riho's done a lot of intergender.
Statlander versus. And you leave it there, yeah. And it's fine.
So has yeah. There's been a few.
Wait, but I thought Priestley? They were against.
That was a Tony Khan only thing. Maybe they've got him to soften on that. Because Omega's a big Omega and the Bucks are big fans of it.
So is that their way that once Tessa is free that she can do that too?
Maybe. Or just there's a lot of girls that could get that like the intergender thing. Mm-hmm. A whole bunch. I don't know how it goes over on regular TV, but
yeah,
just something to think about. Cool. Well, that's all I got. Unless there's something other wrestling that you watched that you wanted to share with us.
We watched NWA, but
Oh yeah. Go ahead.
NWA was okay.
It was NWA.
I called the before I even seen the title match at the end, Thunder Rosa and Melina. I was like, they're not even gonna wrestle, and then I was just joking with Joe. And then when it happened, they didn't wrestle. He was like, how'd you know that? I was like, I don't know. I just said it.
Wasn't that horrible? And it wasn't even interesting. She just kind of looked at her. It was just, that was the worst.
Was that a way to keep Melina safe because she isn't what she was?
I guess.
Did she even wrestle before?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was just the...
On the Diva stuff, when it was like, that's when they did the Diva stuff.
Diva's yeah. Champ.
I think they're in trouble. They need to fix that quick. And then they went and teamed with ROH. They don't have any women offer either. So,
well, they are announcing like the tournament and stuff, but I haven't seen like who they have there currently.
They got the only thing that was interesting is they got a woman from Australia, who Peyton Royce and all them were talking up. They were excited that they got her. So they could just be talking her up because she's a friend, or she could be a legit, like, someone we just don't know about that's been pretty good in Australia.
Well, and they had the one Japanese lady. What's her name? Sumi.
Sakai.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
She is pretty good, actually.
She could be at an Asuka level if she was working with the right people.
But you're right. NWA fell flat. The only thing that I enjoyed out of the whole thing was Aldis calling him Flop Gordon. He said, I beat your friend Flop Gordon last time. Now I'm going to beat you.
And Ziggy Dice.
You liked that match.
I like that guy.
You like that guy.
I need a pair of shorts like that, dude.
Jesus. Oh, with the glasses.
I was like, do you see where his junk is? That's where his nose is for his glasses.
That dude is annoying. I've watched him on bar wrestling.
I know, that's what I like about him. Is like he's what's weird is like he's like all tatted up. But then he's, like, eccentric and stuff, and he's like, nobody touches my fanny pack and stuff like that. And I was like, it's pretty funny. I enjoyed that match because everyone wanted,
he's like a Walmart, Jesse the Body Ventura, man.
I said he was like that one dude that,
Superstar Billy Graham because he had that. No, it's Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, but the Walmart version of him.
Because he had the bandana on and stuff, and all he had to be like, well, you know Mean Gene, like that stuff. But yeah, Jesse Ventura, is he the, wonder if Ziggy's going to run for office someday.
There you go.
Because maybe he can do it. I mean,
I guess the only thing of that, the women's match in the end is, do you think they're going to start inserting Camille into matches? She's a beast.
I think so because it's time for her to wrestle.
I've never seen her wrestle. Is she pretty good? I mean, she obviously looks good.
She's pretty big. I'd say she's what about 5'9"?
Yeah.
5'10"? She's about Statlander size, but like she's muscular.
Yeah, she's cut in a way Statlander's not cut yet.
Well, yeah, because her boyfriend or husband is Latimer on there. That used to be Braum from Impact. And that's a big dude too, so he's a big dude.
Cool. But, yeah, I forgot about NWA. Didn't mean to. I did watch it.
How could you forget about Billy Corgan?
I don't know, man. There was a lot going on.
Yeah.
And the Bruisers turned on Kingston. What the hell's up with that? That made no sense.
The who?
The bouncers, the Beer bouncers. City Bruisers.
Oh, they already turned on him?
Yeah,
because Pope bought him some beer. Gave him
some beer.
Pope bought him beer and they turned on him.
That's all it takes, I guess. Yeah. I bet it was over with the crowd, though, because they're like that, so.
Yeah, they don't like Kingston.
Especially that guy with that Tennessee stuff on out there.
Well, that's it. That's all I got, unless there's anything you want to tack on to that.
No.
Nope.
I think we're good.
Mm-hmm. What you got for us?
What? We're supposed to do some...
You got a jingle? You got a goodbye?
I have one this week. Aloha.
Asta.
That's dumb.
Huh? You said Asta?
I just said Asta.
I said Aloha.
And I said Asta. Like Asta la vista. You said Aloha. Oh,
that's Spanish.
That's Hawaiian. I'm doing Spanish.
Yeah, I was just saying Aloha because of lock and key.
Oh, yeah.